916 on the Folsom Lake Honda text line. Big old LOL, what a story from Chris Watkins. Yeah, that's something else. That's how the Bay gets down. I told you Keith Lee. Yeah, I mean, the Bay.
A lot of personality out there.
A lot of personality. They do not care.
A lot of personality.
They do not care. Bart, I've definitely gotten on Bart the, I've gotten the, can I borrow your phone? And I just hit him with the, I got low battery, because.
Yeah. Well, that was, that's kind of what was tough about what Frankie
hit us with. I mean, you learn, right? Like, yeah, company phone.
And then I think Brendan told after, he was like, ah, same company. And like,
you're stuck.
Well, because it's like, if somebody.
Well, it's not a lie, all three.
And what am I? My phone's the dead one.
Wow.
It's just like, if you say your phone's dead, you're kind of putting in the next people, like, oh, like. Oh, so your phone's dead. Oh, everybody's phone's dead.
Everybody's
now.
Phone,
okay.
But I don't care.
No, I guess.
I don't care. And a lot of times, you know, at first it'll start out, hey, bro, what's the time? What time
hey,
is
what
it?
Hey, what time you got?
And I say, oh, it's, you know, whatever it is. Hey, can I borrow your phone? Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta.
This must be, I mean, I don't think people ask me to borrow my phone. What's wrong with me and my phone?
Well, you, no be one careful asked. What you wish for. Okay,
I'm just going to start.
Somebody say, hey, Simone, can I borrow your
no
phone?
No one asks to borrow. No one comes up to me and asks if I could borrow your phone.
Simone has put it on the poll on the Sack Chat. Are you letting a stranger borrow your phone for help after HB has a career night under a full moon? 12% right now. Yes, I got unlimited minutes, shorty. I wish I had the same trust that you have.
Yeah, no way. There's no way.
I wish.
You have to be trolling.
You have to be trolling there.
No, I'm not giving my phone
up. So bold. And so many of us have smartphones, and it's so expensive, and find my iPhone, and I just, I could never.
Do you think if I would have said, sorry, I have an Android, would she have been like, ugh.
What? You got to stop the green bubbles. I don't need it.
I said a phone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I had one. This is me in, I think it was freshman year, and we're on BART. I don't know what we're doing on BART, but me and a buddy. And, you know, it's just these guys, we're kind of looking at us, and we're just I don't really like this.
I don't like that, yeah.
We're on BART, right? And we're like in the
confined spaces.
Or whatever, and we just hear him talking, and he says, hey, man. Because if you know on BART, there's multiple. There're more doors than actual train doors. There's more opening doors than cars in the train.
Yeah.
So you could get off, you could think you're getting into a different car, but it's the same car you just left.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So it's me and him chilling, and these two dudes were just kind of looking at us a little bit too much.
Right.
And I didn't even rock Jordans back then, but maybe I had on some Lacoste. I don't know what's going on. And this dude is like, hey, man, we can hear them talking. And he's like, hey, man, hey, get your biscuit. Hey, get your biscuit, bro. And I turned to my friend. I'm like, hey, man, what is a biscuit? He's like, I'm pretty sure it's a gun. So we get to a stop. We get off the train. We're so dumb. We get off, go through the other door, and get back through another door. It's the same car.
So we're
just further away from them. On the same
I
car.
Guess in a way, it's still.
Moron.
And I'm like, dang it. I thought we could. Yeah. Luckily, they did not whip out the biscuit. But yeah, it's real out in the Bay.
It's definitely real out there.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you guys were okay. I'm glad Dictator Dweeb Frankie, you know, took care of you guys. Yeah. And it's crazy because, so he wasn't driving. So did he have the keys or did Brendan unlock the car?
I guess Brendan unlocked the car. I did not put that together at all. I did not put that together at all, but Frankie was hustling. No, yeah, he was in the back seat too. He was,
wow.
Yeah, I think he went prone back there, and I think it was my fault that she saw us because I made like direct as I was like, all right, like, are we good? I made direct eye contact with her, and she just beelined for the car.
Wow.
And the problem is, she smacked the window side that I was on.
Right.
And I was like, again, am I
like
going to have to like...
Like closed fist, open fist? What are we talking about?
She slapped.
Okay,
she slapped it. But,
right.
You know, I mean, people in the Bay are masters at smashing those windows.
You will get bipped. Okay. Patrick Donaldson, what if you go to your car after work and she is standing at the driver's door?
No, we joked about that she was just hanging on the undercarriage of the car the whole ride home. And we were just going to like get to the station. And
situation.
Yeah. When she slapped it, she put a tracker on it. So I was careful.
She definitely left some DNA.
Yeah,
1,000%.
You know, she's got the scent. So
and of course, Frankie was like, the window's all smudged. And he's like, see, would you want that on your phone? I was like, that is
No, we had much higher worries. We had much deeper worries.
I'm so unconcerned about smears on my phone right
wow.
now.
Wow. No, that's Frankie. Yeah, wow. the dweeb, the dictator, and also the germaphobe.
The dictator, germaphobe.
As we get back to why these schedule makers hate the Kings, let's see here, Chris.
Yeah. I just saw this tweet, too, uh-huh. So it's a little interesting here.
Okay.
The Kings are the only team that falls into each of these three buckets. This is from at Crumble Jumper, who does these lists all the time with mm-hmm. tons of different sports and college and pros and all that stuff. This is about scheduling and difficult scheduling. You know, the NBA has always done a good job. Well, I shouldn't say always done a good job. They're trying to be better at eliminating back-to-backs and making travel as easy as possible. But, of course, there's always going to be teams that end up getting the short end of the stick, and that's what this graphic is meant to highlight. Back-to-backs, the Kings, again, are the only team that falls into all three of these buckets. Two games on consecutive nights. The Kings have the third most back-to-backs of any team in the NBA. Mm-hmm. The Atlanta Hawks and the Washington Wizards have the most. In terms of rest advantage, which is 2+ days less than your other opponents, the Kings are, again, third in rest advantage days, as in they have the least amount of rest advantages, or they have the most rest disadvantages. And long road trips, the Kings are tied for fourth when it comes to long road trips, which is traveling for 5+ games in a row. Again, the Kings are the only team that falls in all three buckets of back-to-backs, being at rest disadvantage, and having long road trips when it comes to the rest of the season. And this is over the not just this season. This is over the past 10 years, 10 NBA seasons in general.
Interesting.
So they've always gotten the short end of the stick.
Wow. As they embark on their longest road trip of the season.
Right, seven
right?
games.
And they're on it right now. This is from the 503 Manny from the Sack Chat. After this win, moving forward, how do you think our Kings will do in this next 6-game road trip? It's starting to look good for us. Shout out Manny Too Legit in the Sack Chat as always. I mean, you got to feel better about it, right?
Right.
Are the Kings, have they turned a corner? I'm looking here, this Mavericks game, when we did this a couple nights ago before they played the Warriors, we had them, if you want to have a winning record, you almost have to beat the Mavs. Now, the Heat did not look good. The Heat are struggling. They have the Mavs, then the Grizzlies, and we think that they're going to take care of business against the Grizzlies. The Heat didn't look good, and that was one of the ones we thought, okay, maybe you lose there. But you know how the Heat, it's always going to be tough. You're in Miami.
The Miami flu.
The Miami flu. It's a Wednesday, though. It's a Wednesday. It's a little bit safer. And, yeah, and then you're in Chicago for your Saturday. The back-to-back is the Pacers and the Bulls. So if you're looking at their 1-0 right now, you take care of business against the Mavs, and then you have to beat the Grizzlies. That's three wins already as this thing, no disrespect to the Mavericks, gets a little bit tougher. That's your 3-0 now. No, but here's the thing. Honestly, you can swap this with Halliburton, I believe. He probably won't play. It sounds like he came back too early.
Right, yeah.
Right? So if you lose to the Mavericks, now you're 2-1. You lose to the Heat, you're 2-2. You beat the Pacers because they don't have Halliburton, even though Siakam has looked great. But I believe the Pacers have dropped about 3-4 games since the trade. Now you're 3-2, right? All you have to do is get either the Bulls, who are in a trade windstorm. Honestly, the Bulls might have a completely or a completely different roster or team by the time you get there, and you go 4-3. And 4-3, you got to live with for the longest road trip of the season. And maybe they super ball out and they go 6-1 if they're able to. Or sorry, they go 5-2. Mm-hmm. If they lose to the Heat and you get the Bulls and the Cavs, you can go 5-2. Or you lose to either the Bulls or the Cavs, but you get the Pacers 5-2.
Right. No, I got you. I think that to me the goal of the road trip should just be get a winning record, like you said. If you can go 4-3, I think that's a win. It's the longest road trip of the year. You know, those things matter. The especially you know, the middle and the back end, it's just really tough to kind of keep the juices going. And, you know, you get to the point where it's the cliche of, I don't even know what city I woke up in. You know, you were in Dallas yesterday.
Okay, Drizzy.
And now you're going to, yeah, you know,
woke
you
up,
know
woke
what
up
it
in
is.
Detroit, flew to Paris.
Some light.
It's too
random. That's about to be,
cities.
Yeah, I was like, that's, I don't know, Paris. yeah, but I think that should be the goal. It's just be above 500 on the road trip. If you can try and sneak out a game that you're not supposed to win, maybe like an at Miami or even Cleveland. Like Cleveland has definitely played a whole lot better, surprisingly, without Jared Allen and I'm sorry, without Evan Mobley and Darius Garland. But if you can beat Cleveland, who frankly the Kings have had Cleveland's number, I think mm-hmm. they've beaten them three straight times now. That's a really, really successful road trip coming after your worst stint of basketball all year with a four-game losing trip. So it would be great if the Kings could surprise us on this road trip. But if you're Mike Brown and you're being realistic, you're probably telling your team, let's make this a business trip. Let's get a above 500 record and let's try and not coast into the All-Star break, but as the All-Star break's around the corner, let's leave it all out there, you know?
Yeah, I think if you are Mike Brown, in your mind, you're okay with 4-3 because you have to be because it's your longest road trip of the season. But you feel – and look, you got some get back because the last road trip you went on, you tricked off some games where you felt
sure
like you could have went 4-1.
They say? I think, yeah, 4-1 or 5. Well, yeah, they're
– right, so it, maybe you say, hey, it's time for some get back. We got to make up ground. And maybe in outwardly, I will be very happy with 4-3. But let's be honest here. You know, the Mavs is going to be a tough game, but you do get the Grizzlies.
They're all gettable.
You have Terry Rozier, who the Heat are still trying to figure out things. The Pacers, obviously, they won't have Halliburton. You owe them something. Honestly, yeah, if you get – you can lose two games. If you get Grizzlies, Pacers, Bulls, and either the Cavs, the Mavericks, or the Heat, that's 5-2. That's 5-2.
It's really good.
And that is a really good road trip. But, of course, we would all take –
real quick, I'm looking here because I was looking at the schedule via ESPN and they have ticket prices here. Insane on this road trip.
Oh, no.
You could see the Sacramento Kings play the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis right now on I'm looking at a ticket website right now. And there is, I'll just say there's more than one ticket
guess.
At this price.
Let me guess.
Yeah. This is in Memphis. Let me see what $10. Day of the week. Maybe that helps.
I think you're asking
Memphis
because it's
on
under,
a Monday.
I think you're asking because it's under 10. Okay. So I'm going to say $8.
I'm feeling a 6. I will say, I'll say 16 then. I'm going to not go with original 6. I'll go
okay,
with 16.
I'm going 8.
Y'all are loaded. I am seeing 1, 2, 3,
oh, no.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
oh, no.
9 different pairs of tickets going for $2.
No.
Wow. In the section 230, 232, 216, 232, 205, 216, 201, 217, and you can actually get a terrace level for $2 as well.
What
wow.
that trick, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
you can also see Cleveland, $4, section 201 and section 230 for $4.
Wow.
At the queue.
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great. All that's telling me is... that home court advantage, Kings, you better take advantage because they won't have much of one. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, more Niners, more Kings, 1:30, we got prop talk. Styles and Watkins and dog segment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Horton's new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Town Sports. The All-Star starters have been announced for the East and the West. Here we go. For the East, Giannis, the Capitol. Captain of Wisconsin and also captain of the All-Star team. Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, and Dame Lillard. For the West, LeBron James, Capitan, Kevin Durant, Jokic, Doncic, and your boy Shea.
Yeah, that's interesting. Shea's definitely a, I wouldn't call it a surprise, but I think I saw, we were in Warrior Land yesterday, but this is the first time a healthy Steph Curry hasn't been named a starter, I think they said, since 2013.
Yeah, long time.
Been a really long time, and maybe it's a little bit of a sign of the changing of the guard, if you will, where it's these new young cats, the Shays, the Foxes, the Lucas, the Jaws of the world. Mm-hmm. Could be their time to start putting on.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's the biggest surprise. And people were, I don't know if you saw people roasting Shea and saying, here are the Shea highlights instead of Steph Curry, and it was just him at the free throw line. It was just a compilation of him taking free throws.
I definitely did not see that.
Yeah, it is one of those things where and by the way, getting back to De'Aaron Fox, as we talked about, hey, he's one of those guys who doesn't have a thing, right? And we say Shea doesn't really have a thing either, but he's really cool and he's
style.
On Instagram.
Style is probably his thing.
Exactly. De'Aaron Fox turned up last night in terms of, and we can find some Fast and Furious sound. Yeah. He hit the NOS button multiple times. He was zooming.
Did you see after, I don't know if they showed it on TV, but after he got the steal or the poke away of Steph at the end?
Oh, tried the 360? I mean,
that was crazy. He's healthy, y'all. Yeah. He's healthy.
He's healthy now. And I thought it was hilarious. I didn't see any Warriors fans or anybody complain about it. I saw Warriors players kind of watching him do it, but obviously he was just kind of messing around. But I was hoping that somebody did get annoyed because that was a very Steph Curry thing for
it
him.
It sure
to do.
Was, wasn't it?
It was extremely Steph Curry of him. The little
doesn't feel so good,
360.
Does it?
No, and then he just runs away, all whimsical. He's not the only. Steph isn't the only one that plays with joy.
Yeah.
Okay, we play with joy over here too. Dang it, a lot of joy.
The
but
most joy.
Not an all-star starter. Mm-mm. And I mean, is there time, Chris, for him to play himself back in logistically?
I don't think so. I think it's just tough with the amount of guards that are out there. I mean, yeah, we still got to get Steph in there. We got to get Anthony Edwards in there. You know, there's Devin Booker that you could maybe put in there. Let's see here. Let's look at some logos. Let's see. You could put James Harden in there. And that's really about it. I mean, if you want to put Kyrie Irving in there, you can put Kyrie in there, but it's a little bit tougher for De'Aaron. I think yesterday definitely helps his all-star case, though I would imagine the players or the coaches? I think it's the coaches that decide the rest of the roster. I would imagine that most of them already put their votes in. So I don't know if anything that happens in these next weeks. I don't know if Harrison Barnes, unfortunately, is going to be an all-star because his two 30-point games came a little late. So Yeah, I think we're probably only going to get it Sabonis. If well, I had to imagine, I mean, with the Kings being a six seed too, it's like it's tough to justify the Kings having the most Western Conference All Stars of any other team,
right?
Or the well, same, yeah, though the Lakers will.
You thought that no problem. You thought that there were only two snubs on the court last night, two yeah. All Star snubs,
three of them
with Harrison Barnes yep. and what he was able to do. All right,
All Star.
Got to get to a break. When we get back, prop talk. We're doing, I mean, Kings. We can do Kings and Niners. A little bit of prop talk, and also our dogs segment. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Time for some prop talk. As we get you ready, and I guess if we have time, we can do picks too. I mean, there's only two picks to make.
Yeah.
We can start off with the picks.
We can do it during crosstalk too.
Yeah, we'll do it during crosstalk.
I don't know. They might be doing it during their show.
So. Yeah, don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to step on them.
You got to hang around. Well, let's do ours now. I got the Niners.
Okay.
I think the line, if the line is 7.5, honestly, I'm really torn on whether they cover or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because 7.5 is, part of me thinks the Niners are going to beat the brakes off the Lions.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks the Niners mess around and there are a couple corner blitzes that throws Brock off and they're able to just hang around. So I'm going to say Niners win, but they don't cover. And I have no clue what to do with Chiefs, Ravens. I don't. So let's talk Niners because I can't. I can come back to me.
Let's process that. I'm with you, big dog. I'm with you. I'm going to hopscotch over a Chris here and definitely say that I'm with you, big dog. I think that it's going to be a little bit complicated. And with the Debo of it all, I know we're going to have the rain situated this time, but I think it's going to be a 49ers win. They won't cover.
There you go. Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Niners are going to roll. I feel like 30 is I mean, it's usually a guarantee when they're rolling. 30 points seems like the number they hit. What Jeff said earlier, 30-23.
30-23.
That covers. I'll say 30-20, and I'll just say that there's a kick that the Lions need to hit in order to make it a one possession game, and they just don't. And the Niners run out the clock.
Wow. There you go. This is where it gets spicy here. And Ravens Chiefs spread is 4.
Ravens. Ravens are favored. Yeah.
Ravens are favored. Look, we know Mahomes is the best quarterback. I'm going to go with the Ravens only because the same reason I said it about Josh Allen. If you don't beat Patrick Mahomes this season, I just don't know if you're ever going to beat Patrick Mahomes. Definitely don't think the Ravens cover. I think it's a barn burner. I think it's a really close game. Ravens to win, but Chiefs cover.
I don't really have many good thoughts because I'm pretty confused by this. Not confused, but just I'm very unsure of how this game's going to go. I don't believe in the Chiefs pass catchers at all. Ravens are getting Mark Andrews back. I'm kind of talking through it right now. You know what? Just give me the Chiefs. Just do it.
I did not think you were going in that direction.
You find a way. Yeah, a little bit of Lee Corso there.
Yeah.
Give me that helmet. Get out of here. Put down the Chiefs.
I'm disgusted. My full heart is rooting for Lamar. Please get it done. Please, Lamar. Why? If you hear me, please get it done.
Are you on the Taylor Swift thing?
I mean, yeah, it's going to be annoying. Yeah. It's going to be awful. I don't need all of this and this back at home.
Yeah, Kyle still has, for those listening,
terrible,
Kyle
dude,
still
please,
has
I'm
the...
begging you, Lamar, please get it done this weekend.
Look, if I'm able to run into T-Swizzle in Vegas, the clout would be on another level. You never know, Radio Row. We got
connections.
That's
true, I guess.
We got connections here at Sacktown Sports. We know how to get it done.
Happened.
All right, let's get into prop talk here.
Let's do it.
I'll go first. I am a bit conflicted with some of these situations. Brandon Ayuk, 77.5 receiving yards. That feels like
That's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah. Even though Jeff did say during our interview with him, he said the Lions have been giving up 100 yards to number one receivers left and right. I guess it's really just a question of
who
do you think is going to be the Niners' number one receiver.
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it could be Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Definitely could be Kittle. I'd be surprised if it's Debo, but I would say Ayuk's probably the number one guess, which is why that number is so high.
Yeah, George Kittle at 61.5.
Ah, so that's a lot, too.
That's a lot, too, but he'll get that. I feel like he'll get that in about three catches.
Right. Well, that's what you got to bank on, though.
Yeah, so I think And then you have Christian McCaffrey at 86.5 rushing yards. Obviously, that's we know that Christian that the one thing the Lions do have is that rushing defense. But I'm going to flip it here. Sometimes it's too obvious. I think that Kyle Shanahan, I think teams are going to outthink themselves. And I think I am going to go with Christian McCaffrey over 86.5 rushing yards. I think that they stick to the plan. You ride Trent Williams, and I think everybody, just because you have a, I think because of the balance, the Lions won't be able to stack the box or anything like that. And maybe Ayuk gets to about 50. I don't know. Maybe he gets his 70, but I think they run away with this thing and Christian McCaffrey fries the clock. So I'm going over 86.5 rushing yards.
What do you got, Chris?
Sounds a lot like Kyle Shanahan there. Yeah, right? I mean, do the thing that everybody's like, you probably shouldn't. You should probably do everything except for run the ball, because that's actually the one thing the Lions are good at. And Kyle's like, did you say run the ball? Okay, say less. Say less, please. Though Kyle usually doesn't like
But he did the opposite week, so I think that
he did the opposite in that Super Bowl, too.
Exactly.
Jeez. Mine's going to go – I'm going to go over here, and this number's a little confusing. Brock Purdy over 30.5 pass attempts. He had 40 last week in the rain. And I think the Lions, even though we just kind of talked about it, I think Kyle's going to try and beat them with the pass. Like, again, it makes more sense to try and attack them. That's where they're weak. So even if it's not deep balls, even if it's just, hey, let's get McCaffrey some screens instead of pass, instead of handing the ball off to him, I got to think over 30 pass attempts. I guess maybe the only thing that could really hurt it is, you know, that was a close game. That was a really close game, and Brock threw 40. So maybe if it's a 10-point Niners lead for a majority,
away from that one, brother,
it's a little scary. And I know Brock doesn't traditionally throw. He usually hovers, like, in the high 20s.
Yeah.
I just feel like come playoff time, and again, it's the Lions' weakness. So I'm gonna bank on Brock continuing to just let that thing fly.
Okay, over 30.
I'm taking the over too. I'll make Simone? It quick and short.
Okay, quick and short. You're riding with Chris on the
riding dirty with Purdy.
Yeah, riding dirty with Purdy. I just think that it's gonna be a McCaffrey-driven game. Okay, let's get to
one of us is gonna win.
One of us is gonna win, right? That's the thing, because that's the thing. If you're just choosing out of Kittle and Ayuk, and if Debo plays, who's gonna ball? Two of them maybe, but all three of them will not ball out. It's just not really possible unless it's 60-45 or something like that. All right, let's get to the dog segment here with the Sacramento Kings taking on the Mavericks tomorrow night. And going back to last night's prop talk, I was wrong. Keegan had 14 points. I went over on 15.5, so I was wrong. Nate with a W, he said half
Nate's
a dunk.
Killing it.
Yeah, Nate is on a heater right now. Nate, half a dunk. He took Keegan. Keegan had one. And Chris, a win.
Yeah,
I was the odd man out. 13 assists for
Shoulder
for Domas Domantas Sabonis.
Hollow man.
It was a hollow man. It was at 8. He has the ball every possession. Why would he have the ball every possession? There you go. I'm going to go dog for, and somebody, shout out to whoever, somebody on the Sack Chat said Harrison Barnes, a double down dog. Somebody had that. Mm. I can't remember who, but speak up if it were you or if it was you. I am going to go for...
I'm sorry, I'm seeing in the chat here.
Oh, Frankie has arrived.
Frankie's in there.
Yeah, Frankie has arrived.
The dweeb.
And yeah, Frankie has arrived in the chat. He is trying to defend his honor being called a dweeb.
Frankie Wheels, that's what I call him
Frankie,
now.
Frankie Speedy. I'm going to go with... I mean, is HB going to go off again? I know I'm not supposed
back
to go
to
with
back
this
to
guy.
Back?
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
Honestly... I think it's a De'Aaron heater. Mm. I think he
kills Dallas.
I think he's doing it
in Texas.
I think he's doing it in groups now, and I think De'Aaron's going to keep it rolling. Another high level matchup between him, Luka, and I know Kyrie has been hurt a little bit. They've both been in and out a little bit. So if one of them plays, both of them plays, I think De'Aaron goes off, because you know neither of them like to play defense.
There's only one way to go, and that is the way of Harrison Barnes.
You have to.
I mean, you have to. I got to go with the revenge tour narrative. 32 the other night against Atlanta. 39 last night against Golden State in Golden State. He's got to collect the final Infinity Stone here. He's got to get the Dallas chip off his shoulder, and you know, they're the ones who really did him dirty. Of course, the Warriors didn't do him great, you know, right, like by pretty much making him, telling him you're fired the second the season was over. I mean, Dallas didn't even let him finish a game.
No.
So, something tells me HP's got a little bit for him, and while he's hot, why not ride the hot hand and give him the complete story arc? So I'm gonna go HP.
There you go, Simone.
And a retroactive DMX bar for you. I'm so sorry. I'm rusty. I haven't been in here in a long time. I'm going to go with the kid. I feel like young Keegan Murray is going to be actually biting ankles and kneecaps this weekend, and it's going to be a little bit of a problem over in Dallas.
There you go. Look, a great matchup for Keegan, whether he has Kyrie or Luka. He's going to have a good...
That's true.
A healthy amount of both of them. Keegan really turning into... He shut me up on the Steph Curry, the guard thing. Some would say Kyrie's a bit of a different beast, a bit shiftier, and we know Luka is... I don't know if he's a unicorn. That was Porzingis. By the way, Porzingis going down again.
I know.
I saw that ankle, guy, man.
It's bad.
You know, we have these conversations about Chet Holmgren and these guys that are a bit of a slighter build, but Porzingis, I don't remember worries about that, but he gets injured. Yeah. It's to the point now where the Celtics are just hoping that he stays healthy towards the end of the playoffs. Not even the full playoff run. Yeah. Not even the full playoff run. And yeah, by the way, like you said, Chris, as far as the Warriors are concerned, you lose that, and it was, we're not going to run it back. Sorry, Harrison. We're just going to get Kevin Durant. He did sign 4 years, $94 million
yes,
with the Mavs. So sure they did. Thought the Mavs thought they were getting something, and then they're the ones who traded him. The Warriors didn't. The Warriors said, we're bringing in one of the best scorers of all time, Harrison. Yes. That's a less of a dirty meter.
Absolutely.
Than getting traded mid-game after you paid me to come here.
Yes.
So there you go. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, the crossover with the Drive Guys. Crosstalk. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joined by the Drive Guys, Ryan Gleason and
What's up, fellas?
You know, we've been having a back and forth, Chris and I have, as I was watching a movie about the stock markets, right? And how some fans
This is really boring so far.
Okay.
We're gonna turn this around.
Yeah, I can just leave. I'll just walk out.
You're opening?
Yeah.
Crosstalk with a, you watched a movie about the stock
market? I don't
want to
ruin your show.
Why is he being like that?
Why are you coming down on him like that? What do you want to talk about, Whitey? No, I'm not going to say another word.
No, go ahead.
No.
Was it The Big Short? You're not talking about The Big Short, are you?
What do you want to talk about, Whitey?
If we're going to talk about movies, Michael Lewis movies, how about Moneyball? Do you like Moneyball?
Nope.
No?
Terrible. Okay. I was just going to say.
There's some great radio right here.
You're making it worse, Whitey. Jesus. I was just going to say, Harrison Barnes, do you think that his stock has changed due to these games? As a lot of people say, now the Kings hold the cards, right? Is he nowadays, everybody is worth a first round pick. Has things changed with Harrison Barnes the last two games, or does it not matter, right? Because we know who Harrison Barnes is.
I don't think it's changed. I don't think it's changed in the minds of fans, in the minds of, you know, Kings Nation. I mean, two games. I need to see like 2 weeks of this,
but not,
you know?
Not this. Doesn't have to be
right.
This.
It doesn't have to be 39 points in a career high. But the thing about Harrison Barnes, and we'll talk about it coming up on our show at the top of the hour, we just want him to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Take what's there. Don't just stand in the corner and go zeros across the board. You know, and we all, I think, agree. The Harrison Barnes, I don't think it's plays. I don't think he's just going out there and getting it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like what High Flyer told me about my son. Like, my son, great kid. I love him to death. And Whitey, I've told you this story. If you give him toast every day for breakfast, he'll eat it. Mm-hmm. He's fine. He doesn't want the steak and eggs, though. Like, sometimes you want steak and eggs. You got to go out there. Harrison Barnes, he'll give you whatever you guys give him, you know, whatever the offense gives him. But the last two games, he's actually going out there and getting the steak, going out there and getting the eggs and not just settling for the toast, the leftovers, the crumbs, if you will. That's what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, right. And in the minds of Kings fans, hey, I mean, this version of Harrison Barnes, I think, is better than Dorian Finney-Smith, right? I mean, somebody that you've been trying to upgrade him with.
Definitely.
But will it? Will it end? I guess tomorrow we'll see what Harrison Barnes will show up.
That's a revenge game for HB.
Another one, right? He gets three in a row, and you know, you see Monty McNair thinking, okay, is it harder to move him or easier to move him? But yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been thinking, hey, how does this move things? And I think, Chris, you've kind of been more in the camp of Drapes as far as I don't think – it would have to be a longer stretch,
yes,
right?
Definitely, yeah. Two games isn't changing anybody's idea. Again, maybe it makes it easier for Monty to convince a second GM. Not that you're getting this, but hey, it's not that this guy lost his skill over summer or something. It's just we haven't given him the right amount of touches, and maybe that's on us, but if you're looking at the kind of guy that you could potentially be getting, this is at least a version of the skill set of what you could be acquiring here.
Right.
It's more so, to Draper's point there, this is the guy that he can be, but what you've seen this year is kind of the guy that we've made him or tried to make him into. And I think I think it's still valuable to have that and say, again, like, there's something here. You're not trading for a guy who's getting 2 points, 4 points, 6 points, and one rebound. You're trading for a guy who, if you put him in the right opportunities, in the right situations, he's probably not going to give you 39 every night, but he can give you something.
Right.
I think his stock is up, and I think it's pretty evident. The way he plays when he's playing well, you have to look for him because in the flow of the offense, they run a motion offense, and you're not going to get a lot. He's not going to score a lot.
Yeah.
You have to. And it was interesting to me. Fox last night said, well, he gets himself going, and then we started looking for him.
Right.
But, you know, you have to, because he's a post-up. Look at it. He had no assists the last two games.
Yeah.
And that's not a criticism. It's just indication that he gets the ball and he's going to score. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's a little different than the way they play their base offense. So you have to account for that if he's going to help you the way he can help you.
Well, I also think that he's not really getting assist because of kind of the book out on Harrison right now. They're not sending doubles, right? I mean, him and Clay are basically the same size, whether he had Clay or whoever or Kuminga on him in the post. And one time didn't he have Pajemski at one point? They're not sending doubles. And if they send that double, Harrison would kick out and then you have Herter or whoever shooting three. If he continues to play like this and they do send a double, then he'll kick it out and you never know what could happen. Looking at the road trip, they got Dallas. Chris and I said,
Win. I said, win.
Win.
Oh, you got that? A W?
Dallas has a W. And obviously, you get the Grizzlies. I know there's a Kings fan out there who's really worried about that Grizzlies game, but come on now. That one.
Grizzlies beat the Warriors a couple weeks ago.
Did they still have, but they lost somebody else, right?
No, remember that one guy? I don't even remember his name. He got the interview on
G.G. Jackson.
TNT. Yeah.
G.G. Jackson.
Yeah, G.G. Jackson went off and everything and was like, who's this guy?
Yeah, he was mad because Steph didn't let him in his camp one year.
Really?
That's right.
That's what he told him.
So we're thinking, obviously, you go.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Right, right. It's all a facade.
It is.
You go over 500, obviously, you're going to be happy about that. But We know that they tricked off a couple games on the last road trip. It's very possible for them to go 5-2. It's possible.
That'd be great.
Sure.
It's possible. Yes.
But I would say more than possible sounds like anything is possible. But I would say, shout out Kevin Garnett, but I would say even probable based on the team that they face, they owe the Pacers. Okay, they get the Grizzlies shorthanded.
What are you talking about? They just lost.
You said they owe them.
Oh, they owe. Yeah, I thought you said they own them.
No.
What are we talking about here?
No,
like,
they owe the Pacers.
Owe them. Okay.
The Heat have Terry Rozier. They're trying to figure some things out. The Cavs are under short-staffed as well. I think they, and then the Bulls, they got the most.
See, he's fitting in pretty good now. He's like Mr. Optimistic fan.
Yeah.
He's giving the Kings the benefit of the doubt on everything. They could go 3-4 also. That's the teams you know, you're poo-pooing, the Miami Heat, they got Terry Rozier trying to figure it out. That's still a good team. Indiana at Indiana, they just beat it. Chicago playing better ball as of late. Cleveland,
yeah,
one of the hottest teams in the league. I mean.
No. To get to 5-2, they just have to, beat two of those three that we're looking at between the Mavs and I had the Heat as well, or the out of the tougher teams, I would say the Mavs, the Heat, the Pacers, and the Cavs.
Cavs.
You win two of those games.
Heat, Pacers.
You only have to go 4-2 now because you got one out of the way already.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right, you win two of those games, and you can go 5-2 on the road trip.
No, it's possible.
If you take care of business.
Yes.
I got a good feeling about it, Drapes.
Man, I tell you, how many months have you been here now?
I mean, it feels like a long time.
I know, right?
October, it does not feel like
October. I love this version of Alan Styles.
Don't ask him about the beam.
Right? No, please ask me about the beam. I'm a completely
What do you think about the beam?
Now. I think it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
One trade
for
the world.
I'm driving home after a game. I see it on my way to Natomas. I'm just loving it. All right, quickly, let's get to some football before we let you guys rock it out. I got Niners winning. Not covering, and I have the Ravens winning in a close one only because if I thought the same thing about Josh Allen. If you don't get Mahomes this season, I just don't know when you're going to get him. So I got just like people are saying, because the Super Bowl logo has purple and red in it. I don't know if you've seen conspiracy theory. For every time the colors match, those two teams of the two colors in the logo are in the Super Bowl. It's purple and red this season. And I think the script is out. Ravens.
Ravens.
It's in Vegas. Vegas, that's the closest the Raiders are going to get right now. Ravens, Niners.
Yeah. I think, why not?
Yeah.
You're talking to two favorites. You know, this guy going out on a limb over here. Right? I'm going Ravens, Niners.
No, it's the Chiefs. Hey, you got the Ravens, the Niners, and a beam. It's beautiful.
Here's what I think real quick, because I know you got to go. I think Detroit has already said we're going to stop the run, right? We are going to stop the run. So you've already established the run. So play action is going to work already.
Yeah.
So I think the 49ers, because Detroit's secondary, they got some bad corners.
Terrible.
I think Purdy comes out flinging it.
There you go. Chris?
30.5 pass attempts.
Okay,
right?
Chris is on his prop talk.
Oh, props.
Go over. All right, got to get out of here. Thanks for listening all week. Been a great one. Simone, thank you for taking us to the finish line. Drive Guys up next with Whitey Gleason and Kyle Draper. Until Monday, secure the bag, light the Kings and Niners beam. We'll talk to you soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.